Morgan B. Holland, author, publisher, and coach, and welcome to another episode of the Knob Life Podcast. All right. So today's episode, I'm going to discuss the six labors. I'm going to just talk to you guys about how I elevated my self-concept and how I increased my self-worth, and I used it. I did this through intellect. I did this in a very logical way. So while I am deepening into my femininity and I do use my intuition, I am very much still a very logical person. I was raised by a man, and I think that plays a huge part. Most people are raised by two parents or it's their mom, but I was raised by my father. So very masculine in the approach of how I think and the logicalness and the rationale. So I think in a very logical way. However, I am deepening into my femininity. And so I bring this up because when you want to increase your self-concept, change your self-concept, increase your worth, it can be difficult for a logical thinker to just say something they don't believe and they don't have anything to support it. So for a logical thinker to just say, you know, I'm the most beautiful woman in the world, it could be difficult for them to actually believe that because they don't really believe that. They don't have evidence in their mind that it will support that. And so it's hard for them to just adopt it. And that's kind of like where I was. I had the list of affirmations and I read the books and all that jazz, all right? However, I was noticing that my self-concept, it wasn't gelling. Like my self-worth, it wasn't where it needed to be, like where I know it needed to be. I knew my innate worth. Like I knew I was worthy and I knew I was beautiful and I knew these things, but I didn't believe these things. And I didn't have a lot of experiences. I didn't have a lot of things in my mind that supported it in a very logical way, that what I was trying to convince myself to be true was even true. So if you are similar to me in the sense that perhaps you were the go-to person for people that you can't go to, and perhaps you know that you are valuable, you know that you're underappreciated, like you know you're beautiful, you know these things, but you don't necessarily believe them, this can help you. So I'm going to talk about the six labors of a relationship. But this needs to be a whole series of six labors of a relationship. I'm going to start this out with these six buckets of labor. And I say of a relationship because this can be used for a relationship with yourself. We're going to start with me, relationship with myself. But you can use this for a relationship with romantic and, you know, your friends or your family. And maybe we can get into that in another, you know, episode if that's something you're interested in. But I'm going to first start with me. Because everything first starts with me. I'm the only person that I have full control of. So I like to start with me, right? Backtrack. You don't have to do this. You can just increase your self-concept. You could just, you know, flip a switch and know. You don't have to do all the steps. It doesn't have to take you a long time. You can go to sleep and wake up and be like, I'm a bad bitch. Like, you can do that. I'm saying for me, I really believe that logical, rational part of mine was keeping me from believing what I knew, which is that I'm awesome, I'm beautiful, I am miraculous, I am worthy. So I use this exercise. So boom, basically there's six buckets of labor. And the first one is spiritual. The order is relevant to me, all right? So the first one is spiritual. Then there is, that's the highest one, spiritual, and then you go down to mental. Then there's emotional, then there's physical, then there is financial, and then there's sexual. All right, so these are the six buckets of labor that I offer, right, to relationships. And so what I did is I did an audit, and I did, okay, so Morgan, how much labor do you really provide in each one of these sections? All right. And so when I went to the spiritual section, That's when I really realized how dope I was, because I am authentic in a sense of me being Morgan now, not in the sense of whatever the heck you think being authentic is or me being like somebody else, but I'm true to myself. I actively work to release and let go of resistance that's blocking, you know, my ability to have a really, really strong relationship with the divine. I believe myself to be a part of God. I believe that God lives in me as me. I have a very strong spiritual belief system as far as the connection to the divine, the oneness. I do believe that all is one, right? I actively work to strengthen a relationship with my higher self. And then when it comes to energy, just deepening into my femininity, you know, believing more in my intuition and being honest with myself about how I make people feel. So people, when they're in my presence, they feel warm. They come in my house, you want to take a nap. People feel good. People feel like, and not all, because I know some of you are like, it's not everybody, and you're right. But those that resonate with me, I can hang out with me, all right? I'll convince you, you know, that you are an amazing person. Make you feel like you can fly when you didn't even know you had wings. So when I did that audit of just my energy, my spirituality, that section, I'm like, wow, that is a crap ton of value that I was not acknowledging, all right? So that helped for me to logically think like, okay, I need to boost up my worth. So then I went to the mental part, and I don't know if you know that we live in a mental world. So first you see things in your mind's eye, in your mind, before it hits the physical world into this reality and this realm. Not only am I intelligent, set the degrees aside, set any type of businesses or anything like that aside, I have a range of perspective. Not only do I have a range of perspective, which means I can see things from different perspectives and angles, I can receive something that you present. I'm really have worked on, probably continue to work on, not internalizing other people's ways of seeing and ways of being. So it's easier for you to communicate with me because I have pretty good comprehension. I have great creativity. So hopefully you've gotten your copy of The Merge, but there's so many more books coming out, and creativity is really closely connected to imagination, which I feel like is really connected to visualization and the divine. So mentally, I was undermining myself. I wasn't giving myself all the credit for all the value that I just bring to a relationship just in the mental aspect. And plus, I remember a lot. I'm a great organizer, and I just know random things, guys. Like, put me on Jeopardy. I would clear out a whole column. But more importantly, when it comes to like people in my life, friends and family alike, partners, I just know stuff. Like, if you tell me your favorite color, like, I got it. Remember birthdays. I know who likes candy apples and who doesn't. Favorite colors. This nephew, he likes his food to touch. This nephew, if his food touch, he's not going to eat it. It's just like random things. Like, I can go to your house and organize it, and then you can ask me, Morgan, where is such and such? And I can tell you. Like, a matter of fact, I did that with my brother. And my brother, I just organized his kitchen. His kitchen has kind of massive, got a lot of drawers. I just organized everything. And he's like, Morgan, where is this? Morgan, where is that? And I just go get it for him. My mind is just great for that. So I was totally undervaluing the mental labor that I do in relationships. Because anyone who's a thinker, you know, when you start thinking, people stop. People around you tend to stop thinking when you start thinking. When they know, oh, you'll have it. You'll figure it out. Problem solving. You got it. That's mental labor. And I was not counting it as I should. So logically in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is of great value. What did it do to my self-worth and my esteem? Boop, boop, boop. It went up some more. Then I went to the emotional bucket. Let me tell you this, all right? I've dealt with some things from childhood until now. If you knew me back then, you would say I had an old soul, like as a child. When really, I think a lot of children who have old souls are just, you know, victims of trauma, okay? Parentified little kids who had to grow up too soon. That was me. But now I have this uncanny ability to regulate not only my emotions, but the emotions of a room. Okay, and that's massive. On top of that, I have the ability to articulate how I feel. And this is why I love to write, because I know people, a lot of people are missing the words to how they feel. And so I like to write just to provide people with words to help them to articulate how they feel. On top of that, I can articulate how you feel. You do not understand how many men, intelligent men, degreed men, six-figure plus men, cannot articulate how they feel. They just can't, all right? And so I can sit down with you and I can listen to you stumble and bumble your way through, and then I articulate how you feel and I say it back to you and you're like, yeah. And this is very effortless for me. It's not really like a heavy strain. It's just something that just comes naturally for me. That's labor, emotional labor. I used to just regulate the emotions of just the people around me, the family around me. It just took that on. That's labor that I was not valuing myself for. And what did that do to my self-esteem and worth? Boop, boop, boop. It went up even more. So the pause here. Just with the buckets of spirituality, spiritual labor, mental labor, emotional labor. Now, in a very logical, rational way, my mind is like, oh my gosh, according to our calculations, we were heavily undervaluing ourselves. We are not taking A, B, C, D, and E. And so when I was able to like logically like do an assessment of what I quote unquote will bring to a table when it comes to relationship, my self-worth and just my subconscious, everything just went up. And that's why I think this exercise is good for maybe people who kind of think like this, people who know that they're valuable, you know, you're valuable, you know, you're worthy. However, your mind, your logical mind is kind of like capping you. Because you've been playing so small for so long, that's what your logical mind has seen you as. But when you do this exercise, it just gives you, you know, you shed the light on the awareness of the areas you got so much labor that you do that you haven't been acknowledging. And then my mind is like, oh my gosh, we ain't taking this, we ain't taking that, we ain't taking this, that, and the third. Because a lot of times we deal with things because we think that's what we're worthy of unconsciously. It's no different than like if someone has multiple children with multiple people and they think, I'm not valuable enough. You know, like I don't deserve someone who doesn't have kids, or someone who's really, you know, maybe they're overweight. They're like, oh, I don't deserve someone who is, you know, very fit. Or, and this is stuff they think unconsciously, or somebody who has a job paying as minimum wage, and like, oh, I don't think I'm deserving of a person, you know, to be with the person who makes six figures. So sometimes we unconsciously set our, you know, lower our worth and our value, and it puts a cap on us. And I was doing that. I really was. And doing this exercise, I also realized that my love language, I know you guys heard of love languages. So I thought my love language was acts of service. Like that's how I show love. But then upon further, you know, investigation, you guys, I said I show love through acts of service because I did not see the value of my own presence. That's why I was like, oh, acts of service. That's why I show love. When the truth was, I'm not valuable just being present. So let me do something. But now I know how valuable I am just being in your presence. Just you being in my presence. On top of that, I've drastically limited access to me. So no, everyone does not get a chance. And like, well, can I explain? No, you cannot explain. I don't want to hear it. Well, do you want to go out? No, I do not want to go out. I don't even allow people to have access to me. And that's not in an arrogant way. It's just that, wow, I've totally undervalued my presence and the power it has. People have been ciphering my energy for years. And I'm sitting here thinking that not only am I not worth it, but let me do something for you to make me valuable. Everything had changed after this exercise, and I only did the top three. That before I even got into the physical buckets, the financial buckets, and the sexual buckets, I just did the top three. I just did spiritual, mental, and emotional, and already there, my life changed. I see myself in a greater light. I am more confident in what it is that I want and that I desire. And guys, you have to have this understanding that having requirements is necessary. You do not owe everyone a chance. And the, you know, those people who left your life, that was closure. Okay? They're gone. That was closure. You don't need to double back and be so, 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 so careful with people who spin the block, because you're not the same person you were with them. So now I'm at a place in my life where I speak with my chest. I speak clear in the sense of the things that I want and desire, and it drastically affected the type of opportunities that came my way, and it affected how people deal with me, how people talk to me, how I deal with people, how I speak to them, and I actually do less talking now. My words are valuable. My ability to understand, my ability to comprehend, my ability to articulate what you said, you know, back to you, all of that's valuable. And I've been spending more time with myself versus wasting time explaining things to other people, because I'm really good at explaining things. And I was just doing it because I was, you know, I want people to really understand. But then I realized I don't have to do that either, because that right there is a form of labor. I said I don't want to deal with people that I have to do a lot of explaining with. They have to meet me. They have to already be at a place of awareness where we can just discuss. All right. So that was it. That's all I really want to talk about today. I just want to talk about how I use those six buckets of labor. And I'm going to repeat it again. The six buckets are spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, sexual. What I did was I looked at relationships. You can do this with romantic, with your friendship groups, your family. And I assessed the labor I was doing in each bucket. And it helped me to better value me, value myself. And I was able to better see everything that I was carrying in the relationships that I was carrying, and how great I am at cultivating relationships. And I just decided that I'm going to do that for people that I want to, and that I don't owe anybody it. I don't owe my siblings. I don't owe, definitely not no guy that I've ever dated. I don't owe my parents. I don't owe anyone. None of that. I took off my plate other people's responsibilities as far as their emotions and their spiritual well-being and all that, because I, for one, am not married to anyone and I don't have any children. So I'm not obligated to help anybody, right? I have not made any type of vows, or I have not brought in any type of life into this world to that I have to cultivate and grow. So everything that I do for others is It's charity. It's me being kind, and I'm being more frugal with my kindness, in a sense that it's not that people have to earn it, but I do have to see that there is going to be some type of exchange that I agree upon. Every time I speak with someone, I see that as an energy exchange. So I'm agreeing to exchange energy with this person. So now I'm more aware of the type of energy that people are carrying, because I don't want to be picking up stuff from just anywhere. It was just mind blowing. So my self-esteem is higher than it's ever been in my life. My self-worth is higher. my self-concept completely changed. And I don't know if I even can go back, but I won't even if I could. And so try this exercise out. I think one of the biggest things when it comes to just being a woman, especially a Black woman in particular, a Black American woman in America, I think that there's this underlying push of us not knowing ourselves and not fully loving ourselves, not embracing ourselves, just not being all the way in that power. And that's not the case for me no longer. All right. I release the need to earn. I am due and owed so much. And I'm calling all of my energy back from those people that I've been carrying for years. It's just a new dawn. It's a new day. I have a new walk. It's beautiful. And what really helped me to believe this, because it's things that I knew I was amazing. I knew I was worthy. I knew these things, but I didn't believe it. And what helped me to believe it was doing the exercise with these 6 buckets. And this exercise also helped me in other areas, but I don't want to get on that in this podcast. If you're interested, I can continue, do another podcast about the other areas, how it helped me. But do this exercise, guys. All that mental labor, you need to get credit for it. The emotional labor, you need to get credit for it. All that praying and covering and sending energy and just looking after people, you need to get credit for that. And start with yourself. Because we look for credit from outside of us. We look for validation from outside of us. We look for somebody to set boundaries from outside of us. We can do that for ourselves. So do it for you. I'm quite certain there's awesomeness that you are devaluing. There's awesomeness that you are not acknowledging because no one has acknowledged it before. So now it's time for you to do it. Acknowledge yourself. All right? And that's all that I have for today. Okay? Until next time. Oh, remember to get your copy of the merch. Love yourself to freedom. Okay? And until next time, I am Morgan B. Holland, author, publisher, and coach, here to help you align your subconscious mind with your conscious desire. Bye.